We're on the air now and beginning Health and Social Services Committee meeting today, April the 11th, 1 o'clock. Inviting all of you to listen in and continue listening. We're going to go right into a prayer at this time. I'm going to ask Ms. Stabler, Congresswoman Stabler, if you'd be so kind to give us a Lenten prayer for this afternoon.
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to serve the OSH people. We ask that you watch over our people, our mourners, our veterans, our people in active service, especially put your arms around them and keep them safe. We ask that you take hold of us to make the best decisions that we can today to be listeners and observers. We ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Amen. May I have roll call, please, for our presence.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Walker?
Congressman.
Here. Congressman Mason?
Present. We do have a quorum. Thank you one and all for your presence. Going right into the next part of our agenda, which is approval of last meeting's minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes for April 10th.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed? Hearing none. The minutes are approved. On our agenda is consideration of ONCA 1930. Sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. I've spoken with her, and at this time, without objection, we're going to postpone any considerations or continuing conversation and discussion on 1930 until next Tuesday, April 16th. So without objections, we'll move on to item six, consideration of ONCA 1932, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,423 to the matching grant fund to meet the match requirement of the Indian Health Service grant for the Pawnee Service Unit Multi-Tribal Individual Water and Sewer Project and to establish an alternate and effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, you have the floor, please, to enlighten us about your legislation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was approached by members of the part of the Smart Growth America organization, Susan Barrow, and they're working with collaboration with ENR Department of the Osage Nation and the Executive Branch. And I've asked the two ladies to join us here to give us a detailed description of what this grant does, how it works, who it serves. I have read through it, and they would, if it's okay, Mr. Chair, to have the ladies come forward. And if you would, please, do we have microphones for these individuals that can have mine? Get close as you can.
Yes. Please join us at the table. We do need to have one of these little microphones. If you'll speak into it very carefully and loudly and clearly. We do have a listening audience out there that will hear you. I'm going to ask you to please identify yourself and your title.
I think it's...
My name is Susan Barrow with the IT department. I'm here with Jan Heyman.
I'm Jan Heyman. I'm director of the Department of Natural Resources for the Osage Nation.
What this project is about, it's part of the sanitation deficiency list that we get from IHS. And on that list was the previous was Gray Horse Lagoon Project, and this is another one that's on the list. And what this particular project does, And so what this does, it's a project that has a total funding of about $188,453. And what this does, we need a 5% match to just for this particular project. And what this project will help with, it helps Osage members in seven different counties, not just Osage County. Grant, Grady, Kay, Noble, Payne, Pawnee, and Osage. And the work that does that it does for this for these people is rehabilitation of wells. And these are just a few projects. Any kind of water and wastewater project that they're having at their home, they fill out an application. The good thing about this application, it's not income-based, so you don't have to be within a particular income. You apply for 1 year, up to $40,000. And part of it is for rehabilitation of wells, water service lines, new wells, renovation of on-site septic tanks, installation of new on-site septic tanks, are just a few of what they can apply for. All the way until the money is completely drained from the account, which is about $188,000. And like I said, it goes for seven different counties, so it's not just Osage County.
Thank you, Susan.
May I?
You may.
In these other counties, we would have perhaps Osages, again, that maybe even here, Osage families that may live in houses or properties or lots that are, quote, non-restricted. They're non-restricted Indian. They're non-restricted properties, and so they don't have to go through the agency. Explain to me how that works. If you're an Osage and you're living in Garfield County, and I have a house there, I can apply and maybe get me a new well.
Right.
And
there is an application that you'll have to fill out, and that application, it's just a couple of pages long, and what that'll ask you is your particular project, where you live, what you want done, and let me see. Whether you own the home or you rent the home, if you've had prior assistance, status of land ownership, if you're owning it, you're buying it, you're leasing it, and that's all you have to do is just explain.
Should we move this off of the committee and goes and has a positive movement on this? Who goes and verifies? Is there an individual that's going to go verify that application to see if they indeed need it well, or somebody going to go do that? Is that going to be from the Osage Nation or from your office? Or
it'll be through IHS, yeah.
Through IHS, mm-hmm. Out of the Pawnee Service Unit would
right.
go?
They have contractors who will go out there and inspect it to make sure that the project's being, and I don't think the funding will actually go to, do you know if the funding will go to the individual or to the contractor?
From what I understand, it goes to the contractor. So the individual doesn't hold money at any time. It's just everything's installed and they don't see any money exchange.
So did I understand you right now that it's going to take care of lines, outgoing lines from homes as well?
Right. Any type of water and wastewater project that mm-hmm. they have, they just fill out the application, notify them, and then...
That's wonderful. Because we, as everybody knows, all the lines are getting old everywhere, and we've had several homes in the Pawhuska Village that have had real issues with their lines, and we've just fought that for a long time. So that's wonderful.
And even though for us when we first heard about it, $188,000 doesn't seem like a lot because, I mean, you could have up to a couple of projects that are $40,000, you know, and it drains it really fast. But then you could also have a lot of $10,000, and that could be spread over a greater period and helps mm-hmm. a lot more people.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Who will be the decision maker then to approve or disapprove these applications?
It'll be through IHS.
And Pawnee.
It's Pawnee OEH, I think, isn't it, that actually does it.
Right.
And that's, yeah.
And one of the things that we plan on doing, too, if it gets funded, is with the application, we plan on pushing that out so that everybody's aware of it instead of, because I've never heard of it when it first came to me. And so we'll publicize it a lot better and a lot more.
So you said it was a $188,453 project, and you're asking that we might consider 5% of that? Mm-hmm. Is that the matching grant?
It's a tribal contribution so that it doesn't go, this particular project doesn't go to a different tribe, that it can be snagged by the Osages.
I don't have my calculator on in my head, so what exactly is that dollar and cent wise that we're looking at?
$9,423.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Did you explain income, is it income based or is it not income based?
It's not income based.
Wonderful.
As long as you live within those counties and that you're a tribal member.
I'd asked our budget analyst, Megan Sneed, to join us and do a fiscal analysis of this project. Megan, do you have some information you'd like to share with us?
I'm still working to complete the fiscal analysis. I was waiting for after this meeting to gather more information so I could have the statistics.
Okay. Is there any other questions from the committee? Jan, anything you would like to add? Or
I personally am in support of this project. I have applied a couple years ago for this project for my own home. We don't have water lines going to the home, and they put in a septic system for us, and we're waiting right now for to be connected to a water supply. So I am definitely for this personally, and I think it could benefit a lot of people.
Thank you.
I don't have any questions. I've always been in support of this, and I've been aware of it they've had it for a long time over in Pawnee. It's something that the Hominy people that are out of the city limits are very well aware of. So I'll make a motion to report out ONCA 1932 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a second. Discussion? Hearing none.
Sure,
those
sure. I was kind of raising my arm.
Mr. Potts.
I did have an amendment to offer on the bill. I was trying to get recognized. I'm sorry.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's page 1, line 25. Strike to the matching grant fund out of the general fund in the treasury, and after 9,423, insert out of the matching grant fund.
Repeat, please.
Strike to the matching grant, page 1, line 25 and 26. Strike to the matching grant fund out of the general fund in the treasury, and after 9,423, insert out of the matching grant fund.
Second.
Discussion.
Could you elaborate on how come you've...
Absolutely. In communication with Congressman Tillman and the budget analyst, there's actually funding available in the matching grant fund already. So instead of appropriating this out of projected revenue, this amendment would suggest that those funds come out of the matching grant fund.
Speaker Walker.
Just curious, because I was considering one of these deals, we appropriate money into the matching grant fund a lot of times under the assumption we're going to get the grant, and then sometimes the grant doesn't happen. So I was considered an amendment, possibly some contingency language in case the grant, if we don't get awarded the grant, then the money would be released and be able to stay in the fund, but you'd be used for something else. I guess my question is, where is the residual matching grant funding coming from? Because we haven't just appropriated unattached funding to the matching grant fund in a long time.
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would agree, it was an anomaly to me as well, but the budget analyst has some of those numbers, if you can provide those to the committee.
Yes, I spoke with the accounting, and they were able to confirm that there was $116,784 in the matching grant fund that was not earmarked. So whether that's been grants that they didn't receive or they didn't utilize all the money that was appropriated.
Thank you. We do have an amendment and a second, and we're in discussion. Any more discussion to the amendment? Hearing none, those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed say no. The amendment has it. Mr. Potts, we need your amendment. Moving on back to Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to report out bill number ONCA 1932 to Congress with the due pass as amended.
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion to the motion. Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Those opposed say no. Thank you very much, ladies. We'll move that on out and report it back to our membership with a due pass. We'll see what they do.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying amen.
Amen.
Those opposed say curses. Amens have it. We are adjourned.
I already tasted
an Committee members, we do have a committee report to get your signature on. Thank you.